Sure, MV7 with A7WS via XLR, about 4 inches from the tip. Hi, this is Ellen Tepper for CombinedHosting.com, TechnoTour, and Pro Video Coalition. We're here today testing the Shure MV7 Dynamic Hybrid Studio Microphone. This recording is being done via XLR through the Rodecaster Pro 2's preamp and A to D or analog to digital converter. Although we are recording through the Rodecaster Pro 2, we are not applying any processing from the Rodecaster Pro 2 other than preamplification and conversion from A to D or analog to digital. Of course, we are recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz sampling frequency, which happens to be the only available one on the Rodecaster Pro and the Rodecaster Pro 2. For more information, visit 48kHzAlliance.com. All of my published recordings of the MV7 are being done exclusively via the A7WS windscreen, not the included windscreen that comes with the MV7. For those unfamiliar or haven't read my prior articles, the A7WS windscreen is from Shure and costs under $25. The A7WS is one of two windscreens that come included with the Shure SM7B microphone, which costs $399. According to Shure's own SM7B manual and according to me, the A7WS is the recommended one for close speaking. Fortunately, the A7WS fits onto the MV7 perfectly and allows the quality of recording you're hearing right now, which is fortunately free of plosives. If you would like to know how the MV7 microphone sounds with plosives, you are welcome to listen to many of the already existing MV7 reviews on YouTube. I am not going to demonstrate the sound of plosives in this review, just as I am not going to demonstrate burping, hiccups, or sneezing. Instead, I prefer to use the MV7 as it's best used to record a human voice. I'm about 4 inches or about 10 centimeters from the tip of the windscreen. For comparison in each position and mode, I'll read one of WKRP's famous slogans. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and less Nessman.